I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Jacob Rudner.
You're welcome.
I mean, I woke up and I'm like, I don't know Jacob.
No.
But you were hot on Jacob, and we're hot on Ricky Pearsall. And Jacob is, I guess we should say this now because I don't want it to offend him when he's on. But we're calling him the Brian Windhorst of Ricky Pearsall.
He's the Ricky Pearsall whisperer. And he actually referred to himself as the Ricky Pearsall, like, bureau chief or beat reporter.
Right. It's kind of like, and we could go through the years, depending on how old you are, we could go through the years. There was Michael Jordan and Ahmad Rashad.
Good call.
And then there was LeBron James and Brian Windhorst.
Yep.
And now there's Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Rudner.
Jacob happened to be covering Arizona State when Ricky Pearsall entered as a freshman. His first day on campus, Jacob was there. And then for whatever reason, we can ask Jacob why he went to Florida, but he moved. And then a few months later, Ricky Pearsall entered the portal.
Transferred, yeah.
And he had a choice between Oregon, Utah, and Florida. And apparently Ricky wanted to try his craft in the SEC.
Right.
So he went to Florida, where Jacob already was.
There you go.
So then Jacob's there, and come on in, Ricky. I've been here for 4 months. And then he was covering Ricky in Florida.
So he knows him like no other.
Correct.
And we would like to get to know Ricky Pearsall, obviously. And so Jacob is going to help us do that coming up in about 12 minutes. But let's get down to brass tacks. 888-957-9570. Picks in the second round are going to get started here in just a touch over an hour. A little bit less than an hour until the hullabaloo starts. And it won't be Roger Goodell today, but whoever will come out, and someone will be on the clock. It's the Bills at the moment. Will it still be the Bills? I got questions. Again, interesting to hear Bucky Brooks, and I really hope he's right. This is my hope for today. I would like the 49ers collectively as an organization to grab a tin can. I would like them to empty that tin can. I would like them to put it on the ground in the headquarters, in the offices, and then ceremoniously, I would like them to walk over to the can and kick it.
Where?
Down the road.
I had to set you up for that one.
Well done.
Down the road.
Kick
the can
down the road. I want Ricky Pearsall to have less on his shoulders as opposed to more this year. I think he's an exciting prospect. We'll see what he can do, what he can be. Bucky says he can play inside. He can play outside. Punt return. He's got 4-4 speed. He can go up top. He can go over the middle. He can one hand. He can two hand. Can. Okay. We'll find out. But I'm going to bet on he's not ready to do all of those things on September 10th. So build a runway for him. deal with what you need to deal with when you need to deal with it. And we are not there yet, in my opinion, on being where they need to, maybe want to, need to deal with it. I would deal with the wide receiver room and its finances next March.
Yeah.
Only other order of business is to sign Brandon Ayuk to an extension. But I would not trade Deebo Samuel today, but I certainly fear they might.
They might, yeah. It feels more and more like they probably won't as you start to see reports come out from various quarters. And, you know, the Patriots and Bills have both inquired. And, you know, Field Yates, who's an expert, said the Bills don't really have the cap room to acquire Deebo. And maybe the Patriots aren't as interested. And then you think about the Washington Commanders, Adam Peters, the new GM, former assistant GM here. He knows Deebo and he knows Brandon very well. So might he be someone who's interested? They still need another wide receiver at the top level. So there are teams out there that could still be interested. I don't know if it's a move that is going to happen. I think that we'll find out before 6 o'clock today, because the top of the second round is where a lot of these teams are sitting. If they do keep Deebo and they do keep Brandon Ayuk and they still have Ricky Pearsall, here's what you could probably expect for him next year. Juwan Jennings played 34% of the snaps last year as your wide receiver three.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes times when Deebo didn't play. Deebo missed two games, as you said, and there were two other games where he didn't record a catch because he was basically in decoy mode. One game he got hurt, and one game he was a decoy. So four games he didn't play, and Juwan Jennings still only played a third of the snaps, and Ray Ray played 20% of the snaps. So if you have Ayuk and Deebo, and Kyle runs the offense the same way he did last year, Ricky Pearsall is not going to have a chance to have much of an impact.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see where that goes, because he can do a lot of different things, at least on paper, in theory. Juwan Jennings is not a replacement for Deebo Samuel. I can give you an example. Was it the Lions game in the playoffs where Kyle admitted that it was there was a play that was set for Deebo, and then Deebo wasn't in? This was
early.
It was
the first snap of the third quarter.
There it is. And so they ended up on an end around of sorts to Juwan Jennings. It went for absolutely nothing, and all of us rightfully went, what the hell are you doing? Why would you run that for Juwan Jennings?
Grandy's reminding me it was the Green Bay game.
Green Bay. Okay, fine. Second half Green Bay game. Everyone's like, what the hell was that? And to Kyle's credit, he's like, yeah, that's not what we meant to do. That was not the plan.
Well, we wouldn't have run and stopped if we would have known that Deebo wasn't in there and stuff.
Wasn't going to be in there. You could fairly also ask, I don't know, can you not see the field from where you are? Like, but I get it. Things are happening fast, and
right. There's
a clock, and clock, clock, clock.
And the wide receiver coach is the one sending in personnel, and Kyle's looking at that beautiful laminated play sheet, and he's thinking, I got a plan dialed up. And then you see the huddle break, and it's like, that's not Deebo. That's Trent. That's got to be Kittle with that hair. Play clock down to six. It's like, snap.
Go for it.
See how this works.
All right, so second and 12.
Totally.
Okay, so think of the statement that we're saying. There is no replacing Deebo. That's true. There's no replacing Deebo, but there is evolving out of Deebo. I do think about it this way, and I mentioned it earlier. We love Deebo, Swiss Army knife. I like the way Bucky Brooks puts it. He's a great playmaker.
Yeah.
Is he a great receiver? I don't know. Depends on your definition of that word. But he's great to have on the field. But if I'm the Niners and I'm looking at the situation and I'm looking at my finances and I'm going, all right, we just broke him off for the AAV 24.8, 28 this year, $28 million. And he's not our top receiver. He's not our top running back. $28 million for a guy that we're not even asking for him to go out there and have 1,000 yards receiving. Like, I love the guy and he's phenomenal. I'm not diminishing him, but I'm wondering if the Niners financially are going, like, we've got Brandon now and
right.
We've got McCaffrey, and that's a lot of money to pay for someone who we're almost using as a complimentary piece.
Yes, but the other side of it is, and I'm going to borrow from Captain Hook, say, and you're on the hook. It's not like that contract is completely voidable and disposable. You owe him still $40 million guaranteed. the dead cap number, rather, is $40 million. So if you can just grin and bear it for one more year, then you can get to next year. And if it still is the same situation, last year he had 60 catches for 892. And you mentioned it before, with Christian McCaffrey, you don't need Debo to run the ball as much. He had 37 carries for 225. Nice change of pace.
Yep.
You're still going to run him some, but the need for Debo is not what it was. So if Debo has another year like this, 60 catches, 892, and you know your rookie comes in and has 30 catches, and Juwan last year had 19 catches, and Ayuk had 75. If the numbers are all similar, you get to the end of next year and you realize the dead cap is about $8.5 million. Well, then it becomes a much easier time to part company.
I also think, and do you agree with this? Like, we love what Debo does. Didn't it feel last year like the league was a little bit more ready for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he Absolutely. Had the unbelievable season a couple of years ago, and then he came back, and it was like, okay, now we're going to do this more regularly.
Yeah.
And the league came back last year and was like, we're kind of ready for that.
In Kansas City, and that's an interesting thing that Bucky said about Kansas City maybe showing a cheat code on how to, you know, hold the Niners down. You play a lot of straight-up man, and that's where Ricky Pearsall maybe can help you, because he should be able to be a man beater.
Bucky was feeling validated today.
He was.
He really was. You know what that was?
This is a validation sensation. Grandy wants us out. Sorry, Grandy.
We're sponsored by the Alameda County Probation Department. Again, does anybody in the media know Ricky Pearsall better than Jacob Rudner? Our vote? No. And so he's with CBS, and he joins us next on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Ricky, yeah. Do you love me? Are you catching?
We've never even met the great Jacob Rudner.
I feel like I know him very well.
And we're already out here.
The pride of Los Angeles.
Just firing strays at him. Completely unfair.
Sorry, Jacob.
But he's kind enough to join us here on our stupid show called Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Jacob is a Florida Gators beat writer for CBS Sports Now. But let's be honest, Jacob, about your real job. It's following Ricky Pearsall wherever he goes. So when are the Niners hiring you?
It's a great question. I am waiting for a phone call. It has become my responsibility to follow this guy around, and I'm waiting for my next opportunity.
Well, we know some people, and let's be fair here. He followed you to Florida, if I'm not mistaken, based on my deep, deep research on the life of Jacob Rudner.
You are correct. I got to Florida first, so it is Ricky Pearsall who is the Jacob Rudner pundit. Not the other way around.
What's his scouting breakdown of you?
That's a good question. You'll have an opportunity to ask him. That's a good question, though.
That's a really good question.
Oh, man. Well, okay, let's get to some real ones, though. What did the Niners get yesterday?
Listen, I think the Niners really made a good pick. Was it earlier than expected? Yes, but I do think that the Niners got somebody who is extremely athletic, a really sharp football player, does a good job. In really all facets. He's got great hands. I know that, 49ers brass was talking about that last night after the pick. He has three drops in the last 2 years, dating back to the start of the 2022 season. Great route runner, really good speed, was the 10th fastest wide receiver at the combine and had the third highest jump. So this is a guy who is, well-rounded, talented, smart receiver. It has become somebody who has been a known leader. And this even dates back to his time at Arizona State and, really just a well-versed all-around athlete, I think, that the Bay Area is getting right now.
How was he able to make the leap from the Pac-12 at Arizona State and get down to Florida? Was there an adjustment he needed, or did he hit the ground running and immediately made an impact at Florida?
He really hit the ground running. I think it became clear as Florida's fall camp prior to the 2022 season started that he was going to be Florida's primary target in its passing game. This was a guy who was really having a lot of success against SEC defensive backs. He had said prior to transferring to Florida that he wanted to test himself in the SEC. He felt as though he had already proven himself in the Pac-12 and wanted to face the best, and it didn't take long for that to happen. This was a guy, he has 1,600 yards over the last two seasons and was just shy of 1,000 as a senior in 2023. So it was a really seamless transition, and he made it look great.
Talking with Jacob Rudner, Florida Gators beat writer, CBS Sports, but he's been around Ricky Pearsall essentially his entire college career, including at Arizona State when Brandon Ayuk was there. And it was interesting. Just today, Ricky said he's almost patterned his game a little bit after Brandon. What can you tell us about when those two were together and the dynamic between them?
Well, Ricky Pearsall was just a freshman when he was with Brandon Ayuk in Tempe in 2019, and it doesn't surprise me to hear that he said that. I mean, this is a guy who got into the college ranks, had a veteran receiver in Brandon Ayuk in the same room, and it was his formative years of college ball. It was an opportunity for him to really craft his game, be around somebody who we knew was going to be a first-round pick. And ever since then, I think that we've seen similarities between how they play football. The get-off is very similar off the line of scrimmage. Both have really good hands. Both carry that leadership aspect that I mentioned a moment ago. Ricky has really proven himself in that regard in addition to everything that we've discussed on the field. It's not terribly surprising to hear that Brandon Ayuk was somebody who he looked up to. And over the course of his collegiate career, really started to employ some of the same strategies and techniques that Ayuk used to make himself successful in a first-round pick.
As good as the SEC is, the NFL is a couple of notches above, especially with the physicality. Does Ricky have the physicality necessary to beat man-to-man coverage at the line of scrimmage and also be able to block the way the Niners will expect him to?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that, especially about the blocking. I think that Ricky has shown an ability to beat press man. He did it against Missouri. If you guys go back and watch that game, he was very successful in Columbia, where they did play a lot of press man up in his face type coverage, and he did well. And then when it comes to the blocking, and I think that that's really important, especially in this 49er offense where that is so critical, Florida's wide receivers coach Billy Gonzalez has a saying where if you don't block, you don't get the ball. And so that was imperative, especially with how Florida models its offense. Very run-heavy system over the last 2 years. And Ricky Pearsall grades out very well as a perimeter blocker. And that trend has dated back to his time in Tempe, when Arizona State had one of the best perimeter blocking teams in the country. Johnny Wilson from Florida State, who I'm expecting to be drafted today, was another guy who was really successful on those perimeter block plays. And so him and Ricky were a great tandem. I wouldn't have any reason to believe that that won't continue at the NFL level.
Nobody knows Ricky Pearsall, Niners draft pick, better than Jacob Rudner, Florida Gators beat writer, CBS. Okay, Jacob, enough for a minute about Ricky the player. How about Ricky the person? Who's he?
You know, I've mentioned the leadership. This is a guy who is very vocal, has taken an active role in being able to help lead his teammates, be able to mentor younger players. You guys mentioned how, you know, he gave that the nod to Brandon Ayuk for helping shape his career in his formative days. And I think that Ricky Pearsall, over the course of his collegiate career, had taken a lot of pride in being able to do the same thing, was really somebody who was there for his fellow wide receivers, had no problem with teaching. And another thing I think is important to mention is the extra work that he was constantly putting in. We would see Ricky catching jugs after the game, you know, making sure that he was getting, he used to say 100 balls after every practice was his thing. Somebody who is really in tune with film study, loved to watch film with the quarterbacks. That was especially the case this past season with Graham Mertz at Florida. And it made him successful. Like I said, he was 35 yards shy of 1,000 yards. He was easily Florida's primary target in its passing game. And a large part of that is because he understood its offense so well. He knew how to run the routes. He really understood the plays. Florida head coach Billy Napier likes to use the term 4D players, guys who understand not just their role or the rest of the offense, but also on the opposite side of the field, what cornerbacks are going to do, what defenses are going to do. And Ricky Pearsall is a prime example of that, somebody who takes a lot of pride in his knowledge and growing that and using it to his advantage to aid in his very athletic skill set.
He had the fastest three-cone time at the combine, which speaks to great hip movement and lateral quickness. Do you project him more inside in the slot, or does he have the ability to run routes as the X receiver on the outside?
You know, we've seen him have a lot of success in all of those roles, actually. One thing about Pearsall that I know the Niners really liked about him in the pre-draft process was how versatile he is. He played inside and out at Florida and at Arizona State. Do I think that at the NFL level he may profile as more of a slot receiver type? I think so. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him flex outside and get some action, you know, as an X receiver in the NFL. I also think that we could see him be a specialist. You know, he's really quick and twitchy. It served him quite well as a punt returner this past season. So his versatility is really one of his greatest tools, and I think that that will impact how he's utilized not only on offense, but throughout the game in general.
I have kind of a 1-2 punch on the way that everybody reacted to this last night, Jacob. Did you notice that seemingly around the league, a lot of former and even current players, from Steve Smith to C.J. Stroud to Ayuk himself, like really seem to love this guy? What's that all about? Why did you see a lot of that last night?
Absolutely. I mean, C.J. Stroud was effusive in his praise of Ricky Pearsall, basically said that he wished that he had fallen into the second round selfishly because he wanted him to be a Texan. You know, Bill Belichick was also quite effusive in his praise, saying that he thought that Ricky Pearsall was a perfect fit for the Niners, goes back to that perimeter blocking that we talked about. And I really think it just speaks to everything that we've discussed. This is a guy who is really, truly well-rounded, both in terms of his on-the-field skill set, but also what he brings to the table off the field. And there are a lot of players who have been around him or know people who know him who are aware of that. They have seen the work ethic. They've seen the results. I think that the one-handed catch that Ricky made against Charlotte last year that kind of made him internet famous was something that caught a lot of people's attention. And ever since then, I think people at the professional level that, you know with no doubt that this is a guy who has the tools to be successful. And so it's no guarantee, of course, but I'm not surprised by the votes of confidence that we've seen from some people who really know what they're talking about.
But Jacob, does he go by Ricky? Because Steve Smith said, that's enough of that. Let's call him Slick Rick. What do people call him?
I've heard both. I have only referred to him as Ricky, but I think that the Slick Rick nickname that Steve Smith mentioned is certainly starting to catch fire a little bit.
Yeah, his Twitter handle is Slick Season with the L, the number one, which is the number he likes to wear, although I don't know if he knows this, but Deebo Samuel has just changed from 19 to wear number one. What will Ricky do, Jacob, if he can't wear his precious number one?
And you know what? I will go as far as to say that Ricky Pearsall strikes me as the kind of player who probably doesn't care too much. But I would imagine that, actually, it's a better question for you guys. Is Deebo Samuel going to be on the team next year? I think is the biggest question.
Well,
if he is.
You.
Why don't we reboot this interview for 2 hours from now?
Exactly.
What about that?
There you go.
We don't know, Jacob.
Stay tuned.
We don't know, but we might know. Heck, might not even be 2 hours. Might be one hour.
Yep.
I mean, what would you think about that? Even though it's not factually true, you know how this works. If they trade Deebo, people are going to look at Ricky Pearsall as Debo's replacement. Do you think he's equipped to handle that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that there's a degree to which that's unfair for any player. Deebo Samuel is a fantastic receiver, right? And I think that, saying that a rookie is going to come in and be that is a lot of expectation to put on one guy. I also think that they're different types of players. But, you know, do I think that Ricky Pearsall has the ability to step into an NFL offense and be successful immediately? I really do. And I think that that also, it goes to the versatility, which we've seen with Deebo Samuel. Ricky Pearsall had nearly 200 rushing yards throughout his career in Florida, and I think it was, you know, 3 or 4 rushing touchdowns. He was able to do that at Arizona State. We saw him throw the ball at Arizona State. He's a former quarterback. He looked good throwing the ball in some trick play scenarios. And so that Deebo versatility is certainly something that has impacted Ricky Pearsall's career and certainly impacted his draft stock. Am I going to, you know, call him the next Deebo Samuel? No. But I do think that he is a guy who could, you know, be very successful as a rookie immediately.
Jacob, great to have you, man. Really good information. Thank you.
I appreciate you having me, guys.
All right. There it is. Jacob Rudner, who is, he just ran into Ricky Pearsall again.
Yep.
Ricky Pearsall slowed down, and Jacob just ran right up his back.
Jacob probably on his way to Santa Clara to continue being the Ricky Pearsall insider now that Ricky's on his third destination. Things I learned about Ricky today, his father was an All-American receiver and kick returner at Northern Arizona.
Huh.
So a little bit of a bloodline there for Ricky Pearsall.
Okay.
And Pearsall said today at his press avail that he is really excited to play for Kyle Shanahan, and he loves Kyle Shanahan.
Have you ever heard a player get picked by a team, and the team is going to give that player millions of dollars, say anything other the next day than, I'm excited to be here?
Really?
I mean, it's probably happened, but it doesn't happen very often.
No.
Possibly.
No, probably not. Probably not.
He said he's excited to learn his plays. I'm asking for the playbook now. I need to.
Oh, he's an iPad guy.
Big time.
Okay.
And
I'm into it.
As Jacob was saying, he would go to the quarterbacks' meetings, and he was a 4D guy, a guy who understood the play, not only what he's supposed to do, but what every player is supposed to do.
Well,
Kyle, football guy.
Kyle talked a lot about his smarts, and I think that the 49ers always look for that. And that's not to say that they're the only ones who look for people who are smart about football, but let's be honest, I do think that's baked into a little bit of this system, particularly on offense. It is supposed to be one of the hardest systems to learn. We've been told that by offensive players who are actually doing it. They're like, this is hard.
Yeah.
This is a lot. This is a lot to take in.
Terminology, formations, motions, movements, routes, the whole thing.
So the 49ers look for people who can handle that. It's one of the reasons they love Trey Lance, because they were like, man, he crushed it on all of that. And then 2 years later, Kyle's out there in the public being like, I want him to let it rip more. Like, he gets it. But then there's the execution side of it,
right,
which they didn't feel as good about. And so, that's kind of the end of that. But I like that point that we were just talking about is another reason why I do hope that this show ends tonight with Deebo Samuel still on the 49ers, because I just feel like this is a player who seems like he checks a lot of boxes. And so we'll see if he can play and it all comes together. but I'd also say there's going to be a learning curve. I think it's very likely
for everyone
there
yeah.
is some sort of curve, yeah. and I don't think it's smart to put all of this on Ricky Pearsall's shoulders in September.
It would be a lot, and you know he does have between now and then. You got a rookie mini camp, and you've got an OTA, and then you've got actual training camp. So he's got plenty of opportunity to learn it on the field as well as learn it in the playbook, which I would imagine by now he's got the playbook in his hands and he's just ripping through that thing, looking at all the, his head's probably swimming.
I hope he's not, actually.
All the formations and yeah. the motions and the routes and the route combos.
I hope he's not studying yet.
I hope he's already on chapter two.
Dude, take a minute.
Get in there.
Dude, enjoy things in life for a second. Like, you know what I mean? Like, celebrate for a second. You got tomorrow.
He celebrated. I mean, you saw him on the podium with
his
mom and dad.
Yeah, Monday. He gets an iPad on Monday. Dude,
you get the weekend?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Right. The playbook.
Yeah, like, let's go. Have a glass of whatever you love and reflect on the fact that you're a first-round draft pick. And, oh, by the way, you went to a really good team.
Right.
And you're surrounded by unbelievable on offense. That's all great. Oh, by the way, your head coach, who you love, never forget, is, quote, incredibly hard on wide receivers.
Right.
Like he always has been. And the guy that Ricky Pearsall says he likes to emulate 2 years ago was in Kyle Shanahan's doghouse.
Right.
So maybe not a replication sensation on that one.
From former Sun Devils to maybe take a different route as far as navigating your early years in the Shanahan system.
Did you guys hear how the Pearsall family reacted to him being drafted?
I did not.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
Just prepare yourself. It's kind of loud.
Here we go.
Here we go.
We are 49ers.
Okay, so that was his. Was that his home? That was
correct.
His draft party.
That was after he got off the phone with Kyle and John.
But before the pick had been officially announced. But they told him, "Yeah, welcome to the 49ers."
You get that phone call.
Damn,
that's got to be pretty sweet when you know you're not in the green room because you weren't sure if you were going to be a first rounder. A lot of the mocks had him going, you know, high to mid second round. So you don't go to New York or you don't go to Detroit.
Yeah.
In the green room, so you have your own little draft party, and then you get a call. Not only do you get a call, but you get a call from the offensive genius, the laminated play sheet, and the defending NFC champs. So not only are you a first-round pick, and you're a pro football player who's going to make millions no matter what, you get to be on one of the best teams in football.
Dude, how many
That's
people,
like an extra little bonus.
How many people was that?
Like 15, but I'd say 15, 20.
It looked like I was going to say around 20, maybe.
Yeah. Jeez.
He said it was just a family on both his mother's and father's side, and then close friends.
They got good pipes.
Yeah.
That was extra special.
That's a lot of excitement.
I would love to know how this whole thing works beyond what we know. In other words, like, nobody ever calls the player to be like, so just want to let you know we're not taking you.
Right.
Can you, right? I do know that there are phone calls that happen, and this is more in the later rounds. This will happen tomorrow, where it's kind of like, hey, you know, we're thinking about it. We're 8 picks away. You know, how are you feeling about it? Let's talk to your agent. You know, what are you guys thinking? That happens. But when we're in the first round, are you just sitting there with your phone and you've told everybody, because everybody who matters to you is there. Good Lord, I hope you don't get a spam call at the wrong time. Like,
right.
Are you just sitting there with that phone? Or do you give the NFL, like, I'm going to give the NFL one number that's just like, we're going to establish a new line just for this call. And then you just stare at it and wait for it to ring. And if it rings, that means you go into the league. Or how does it work? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd love to ask Ricky that.
You probably give him your regular number, but then you're right because the call comes in from New Orleans, Louisiana, and you got to take it. And then it's like, hello, we've noticed your social security number has been flagged for an IRS audit. It's like, come on.
Exactly.
And the next one comes in from Seattle, Washington.
You've been approved for a $45,000 loan.
Because you have to take every call. Even if it says spam likely, you're like, I still got
to
take this.
Come back to John Lynch.
Right.
Yeah, on a secret number.
Then you see a 408 number come in. You're like, oh, yeah, please, baby. Please don't be spam. Please don't be a robocall.
Oh, my God. I don't know how it works. I would love, I don't know why, I've never asked a new recent draftee. Like, we ask him about the phone call. Oh, how'd the phone call go? Oh, well, John came on, said, do you want to be a Niner? Like, do we have the phone call? Here's what the phone call sounds like.
Hey, Ricky, this is John Lynch with the 49ers, man.
How you doing?
We're gonna make you a Niner right now, okay?
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you. You getting a workhorse, Coach?
Yeah. All right. That's what we want. We want a workhorse. I'm going to put you on with Coach Shanahan, okay? Here's Kyle. Yeah,
sounds good.
Okay, Ricky. Ricky, congrats, man.
Thank you so much, Coach. I appreciate you.
Dude, where are you at right now?
I'm back in AZ right now, back at home.
Awesome, man. You going to be ready to go?
Yes, sir. More than ready.
Who are you with right now?
I'm with my whole family, mom and dad's side.
Nice, man.
Close friends.
They all excited?
Yes, sir.
Well, good, man. We love your style, man. Love how you play. I hope you're ready to come to work, man. Now it starts.
Coach Robinson, thank you so much.
All right, Ricky. We'll be in contact, man. Here's our owner, Jet.
Ricky, congrats, buddy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So happy to have you here with the Niners. Look forward to meeting you in person soon, bud.
Likewise. You got it going.
All right, man. You guys have fun. Enjoy with your family tonight, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Ricky, hold on. Here's Joan and payroll. She wants to walk you through your I-9.
This is Bob from the 401k department. Not sure if you want to take that option,
exactly.
But it's there for you. Did he call everyone coach?
Everyone, including
he called everyone coach. He's like, you. The Niners drafted Dan Dibley. He's just running around calling everyone coach.
Thanks, Coach. You get a good
coach.
One.
Yeah.
You like, getting a workhorse.
Well, no, I'm actually the GM. Don't ever call me coach again, Ricky.
Can you imagine? Yeah, thanks. Thanks, God. Thanks, Coach. You're getting it. I'm not really going to try that hard now that I got my money, so.
I'm sorry.
You're getting a workhorse.
These conversations,
we want a workhorse.
So weird.
It's so funny.
Hey, okay, you ready to get to work? Not really. I was going to open a bottle of wine first.
I'm eating a pizza right now.
I was going to get fat.
So funny.
These are just awkward. Because what do you say? That reminds me that.
I really wanted to be a Texan.
Dude.
I might hold out.
Do you remember the video that Antonio Brown and Derek Carr put on social media? When Antonio Brown went to the Raiders, they did a silly video where Antonio went to Derek's house, and it was clearly all set up.
Yeah,
and
I remember
Antonio
this.
Antonio goes to Derek's house, and clearly, though, they set the whole thing up, but they forgot to give the guys a script or any ideas of what to say. So, like, Antonio Brown opens the door, and it's Derek Carr. And Antonio's like, hey, man, how you doing? And Derek's like, good, man, how you doing? And Antonio's like, good, man, how you doing? He's like, good, man, how you living? I'm good, man, how you living?
It's a great question.
You excited? I'm excited. Are you excited? I'm excited. Man, it's exciting. Are you excited? I'm excited. I'm like, oh, my God, someone give these guys a cue card. These conversations are so awkward. Anyway, all right. We're presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Are Deebo Samuel's days, minutes, numbered? The draft is starting in 20 minutes. What are your feelings about Deebo potentially being on or off the team? I hope he stays. I'm fearful he goes. We'll take your calls next on Willard and Dibs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, our NIDA reporter, Jake Hutchinson, is on the scene, and a little bit less than a half hour, we're going to talk to him. How you feeling right now? D-Bo or D-No?
I'm feeling more like D-No. D-No as in he's not going to be traded.
Oh.
I didn't know which way you meant that. Like, D-Bo, I think he's still going to be a 49er.
You do?
Yeah, it's feeling more and more as the reports are trickling in about what team's over the cap and what team has had conversations but not really pulled the trigger. We are now just 10 minutes away from the first pick in the second round being put on the clock. And I think we're quickly running out of time as we get into the second round. I think if the Niners are going to make a move, it'll be early in that second round. And I'm looking at maybe Washington as one of the possible early targets. Adam Peters now in Washington probably loves Debo and Brandon Ayuk. I think Brandon's off the table. Washington is picking fourth in the second round and eighth. So if you get past those spots, you've got the Chargers, a team that's been rumored to maybe be interested in Debo. The Patriots, although reports now of late have been that they are less interested. Maybe they made an offer or didn't make an offer. So Buffalo, New England, Washington, the Chargers, and then Washington again. Once you get past pick 40, I think it's a done deal.
I tell you one thing that is on my mind right now, and I don't know if this is just the history of me watching the league, but everyone's focused on Buffalo because they're the first. They're on the clock, right, here shortly. You mentioned this. We've been talking about it. Maybe that actually doesn't really fit financially for the Buffalo Bills. But the very next pick is the New England Patriots. This is a receiver-starved team. Seemingly, they always are. They did this for a long time with Tom Brady and Turn and Burn. And I know Randy Moss had some amazing years there. But there's something about, and I know Bill Belichick's not even the coach anymore, but it is off of the Belichick and Patriots tree where they have found their new coaching staff, and they will go forward as such. They just drafted another very early first-round quarterback. They're going to want to make life easy for him. And if you look at the history of that organization, you've had a lot of wide receivers that do what? They like to do a lot of action close to the line of scrimmage and out of the slot and get creative. Think of the Wes Welkers and the Julian Edelmans who have been through there. It just feels, this is just my mind's eye, it feels like a place that would love Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually a little bit more, and this is not for nothing, this is not a report, but I feel like it's more likely that something could happen with the Patriots and the next pick in the draft as opposed to the Bills and the first pick in the draft today.
Yeah, and I think the Field Yates report about the Bills being over the cap, too far over to accommodate Debo, and I also think that the Brandon Ayuk portion of the trade talk around the Niners is over, so Debo would make sense to Buffalo. It would definitely would make sense to New England the way you laid it out, and you think about snowy Buffalo and or cold Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
These are places where you want a rough and tumble receiver, and that's absolutely what Debo is when healthy. And, you know, you're talking about the 33rd pick for Buffalo, the 34th pick for New England. That's the sort of compensation you'd be looking for. You know, if you get the 34th pick from New England and their fourth round, or maybe it's a, you know, you swap your fourth for their fifth, or I don't know what else the compensation would be. It feels like it's more than just one pick for Debo.
I agree. I think it would be maybe be a pick and maybe a move down. John Lynch spoke recently with regard to because of NIL and therefore more college players are opting to stay in college longer because they can still take care of things financially by being there. That, and I think, Randy, was it you and I that were talking about this? The idea that late round picks. It's kind of ironic that this is coming from the 49ers, being that their soon to be $50 million quarterback came out of the seventh round.
Right.
But the point he was making was players like draft picks in the sixth and seventh round are not as valuable as they used to be, because a lot of those players that you used to be able to find in there, they just go back to school. So you're dealing with a little bit more of a watered down group. So the 49ers, who have a healthy amount of late round picks, maybe they would be incentivized to move down a little bit from one of those pick spots, because what they really feel is the value slot is what starts now. And it's like 2 through 4, 5-ish,
yeah,
where you can really make your hay in a draft.
I get that part of it, but the other piece for me is that this Niner team does not have a lot of open spots. So for me, it's not about getting additional picks. It's about getting better picks. And I think if you look at 10 draft picks in total, you're not going to get 10 rookies to make this team. So for me, it's about taking the draft assets you have and combining them, if you combine them with Debo, to move up. So maybe you wind up getting New England's pick at 34, and then you take one of your, maybe a couple of your sixth round picks, to your point, New England, a team that's going to need more players because their roster is not as deep. Maybe you end up taking a couple of your later picks and package them with Debo, and you get the 34th pick and New England's third, for example.
A bunch of different ways this can go.
Right.
But I think that, yeah, I agree with you. Those are the kinds of things that make sense. Instead of letting me try to explain to you what John Lynch said, we have a better idea. Mark Grant even whispered in my ear, I have a better idea. Instead of you describing it, why don't you just let them hear what John Lynch said?
We put a grade on players in the fall if we think there's a chance they're going to be, a more than 50% chance that they're going to be in this draft. So 83 players from this year's class that we put grades on. So thinking there's more than a 50% chance, thinking they're entering the draft, are back in college because of NIL and things like that. There's now a different route these kids can take. Some is, you know, 35 of those with starter grades. So that's a significant amount. And how that affects this draft, it's going to be interesting. I think the later rounds probably going to be lacking, you know. So it's a new dynamic, that one that I imagine we're going to be faced with each year. I mean, you can go back and make $1 million. I don't know if that's the going rate, but it is providing competition, and that's a significant amount of players.
All right, so he said it right there. The late round picks are going to be like, eh. And the Niners, three of their remaining nine picks are in rounds 6 and 7.
Yep.
And I don't know if he was talking about round 5 also. I don't know, but they have a round 5 comp pick, which means it's late. It's a late round 5 pick. So they got 4 of their remaining 9 picks might sort of qualify in the group that he was just talking about right there.
Right. You got 2/4, a 5th, 2/6, and a 7th. And again, I don't think that 10 of these rookies are going to make your team, especially the way he's laying it out. If the draft is automatically going to be bottom week, because, you know, if you get taken in that spot, you can opt to go back to college and you don't have to worry about it and go make probably more money and maybe try your luck again next year in the NFL draft. That would tell me that maybe you want to move off of a couple of these 6th and 7th round picks.
Yep. So, I do think today, I don't know if Debo Samuel is going to be gone today, but I do think today is going to be a little moving and shaking for the 49ers. It just feels like that's what's in their sphere right now. 9 more picks. Do they gather up some more picks, or do they try to sort of incentivize the picks that they do have, move up a little bit? We all know the needs. We all know the needs, and I am not concerned in the slightest that the 49ers did not address cornerback or offensive line yet. It's been one pick. You have to do this based on value. Listen, as much as I would love it if somebody named Kool-Aid McKinstry,
oh, yeah,
is on the 49ers. I mean, I don't even care if he's any good. give me Kool-Aid McKinstry. He is one of the top players on the board right now. He's a cornerback. I'll give you an example of something I could see happening. Let's see who the Bills pick. They might go with McConkey. They've traded down twice already. They've built up some draft capital, and they obviously need wide receivers, and they need cheap ones. So instead of thinking, could the Bills try to trade for T. Higgins or Debo Samuel right now, I think they take a rookie wide receiver. Could Debo Samuel be on his way to the Patriots so that the 49ers can rock the Kool-Aid at pick number 34. I could see that happening here in the next 20 minutes.
Yes, absolutely. You could see Buffalo taking A.D. Mitchell out of Texas, who is still on the board. And, you know, many mocks had him going in the first round, and he might be the best available. He or Ladd McConkey could be that receiver. And if Buffalo is a team up against the cap and they do need a receiver, it makes more sense to draft one of these guys in the second round and go ahead and give him a try, as opposed to trading the asset and try to bring in the big money. And again, if it does get by that spot, I think that's where you start to get into a little bit of a tough spot, where if it gets past Washington twice, then maybe the whole idea of a trade becomes dead.
I almost feel a little bit nervous. Let's take a breath.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.